This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States and Britain struck 36 Houthi targets in Yemen Saturday in a second wave of assaults meant to further disable Iran-backed groups that have relentlessly attacked American and international interests in the wake of the Israel-Hamas war. Meanwhile, an Iraqi militia leader has downplayed the U.S. strikes in Iraq, hinting at de-escalation. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
Speaking to the Associated Press, Hussein al-Musawi, a spokesperson for Harakat al-Nujaba, one of the main Iranian-backed militias in Iraq, suggested a desire to cool down tensions in the Middle East. His comments come after the U.S. struck dozens of sites in Iraq and Syria used by Iranian-backed militias and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. Musawi condemned the U.S. strikes, saying the U.S. must understand that every action elicits a reaction. But he then struck a more conciliatory tone, saying that we do not wish to escalate or widen regional tensions. The air assault was the opening salvo of U.S. retaliation for a drone strike that killed three U.S. troops in Jordan last weekend. I'm Karen Shamas.
As VOA's Patsy Wadakaswara reports, although the strikes occurred less than 3 hours after the dignified transfer of three U.S. Army reservists killed in a drone strike on Sunday, officials say the timing was mere coincidence.
The timing of the U.S. strikes was determined mostly by weather, National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby told VOA during a phone briefing Friday.
It had no connection, none whatsoever, with the timing of the dignified transfer today at Dover Air Force Base.
The dignified transfer at Dover Air Force Base, Delaware, was attended by the grieving families, military officials, including Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, and lawmakers from the state of Georgia, where all three slain soldiers were from.
VOA's Patsy Wadakaswara. This is VOA News. Officials in Chile report Saturday intense forest fires burning around a populous area of central Chile have left at least 46 people dead and destroyed about 1,100 homes. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Carolyn Toha said Saturday there were 92 forest fires burning in the center and south of the country, where temperatures have been unusually high this week. The deadliest of the fires were occurring in the region of Valparaiso, where authorities urged people not to leave their homes so fire trucks, ambulances, and other emergency vehicles could transit with greater ease. Toha said the two fires near Quilpe and Villa Almana had burned through at least 8,000 hectares since Friday. The El Nino weather pattern had caused droughts and hotter-than-usual temperatures along the west of South America this year, increasing the risk of forest fires. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Police in Paris report they have arrested a suspect in a knife attack that occurred early Saturday in a rail station that left three people wounded. Correspondent Lauren Anthony with Reuters.
Two of the victims suffered minor injuries, while the third was more seriously hurt. Police added they were not in a life-threatening condition. The suspected assailant's motive was not immediately clear. Paris has suffered a series of Islamist militant attacks over the past decade, but also occasional assaults by people with mental health conditions. Le Figaro newspaper, citing an anonymous police source, said the attacker at Gare du Lyon was from Mali and carried an Italian driving license. It was not immediately possible to confirm this report.
That is Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. U.S. House Republicans are planning to move forward with a $17.6 billion package to provide military aid to Israel and replenish U.S. weapons. The bill leaves out more aid for Ukraine, though, underscoring the challenges facing supporters of a comprehensive national security package that would also include billions of dollars for immigration enforcement. The move gives the House Speaker Mike Johnson and House Republicans a chance to show support for Israel, even though there is little chance the Senate would go along with the narrower effort. Meanwhile, text of a broader Senate compromise is expected to be released this weekend, and a key test vote on that package will be held next week. Recapping our top story, the United States and Britain struck 36 Houthi targets in Yemen Saturday and a second wave of assaults meant to further disable Iran-backed groups that have recently attacked American and international interests in the wake of the Israel-Hamas war. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.